Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hot damn tamale, this is Miles.
What's hot damn tamale? What do you mean?
What's that?
I hit the button again, sorry.
The show's so good, we're just going to start over.
Let's just start it over. After the hot damn tamale, I just want to start over again.
I don't want that.
What the hell kind of talk is that?
So you got a fan now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I have a fan. I struck a chord with someone, evidently. So
someone agreed with you and said, wow, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep writing in.
Yeah. I thought that was very nice. They had a very similar Disney-esque type experience in California that I had down in Florida. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
That was very nice. Yeah. Well, and we actually recently, I think I forwarded it to you, but I actually did the survey for some college student. Did you get that from Germany?
Oh, yeah, that Kraut. I mean, a German guy wrote
that. Kraut. Thanks. There you go.
Jerry.
Jerry, yeah.
Sorry. Jesus Christ.
What the hell is that?
This cat ran by and ripped off my headphones. Sorry.
Well, that's probably as close as you're going to get to pussy tonight.
So. All right. Oh, God, I got to unbutton my pants.
Did you say cunninglingus?
Hold on, I got to unbutton my pants. Oh, okay, geez. Go ahead. All
right. Just because somebody says the word pussy, you got to unbutton your pants?
Just got to get adjusted a little. Okay, go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, gee, manatly. Right.
Talk slowly. Go ahead. So...
come back here, cat. Rub up against me. I got my pants on, bud.
Yes.
What's your name?
Plenty O'Toole.
Oh, I was hoping it was Pushy Galore.
Well, there you go.
Yes. Anyway.
So, I forgot what the hell we were talking about.
I don't know. So, some guy from Germany wrote...
Germany. The guy from Germany was some in the university, college somewhere, had some survey. So, I took the survey. And, anyway, I thought that was kind of neat. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It was kind of neat. And they say he found us on Podcast Alley. I'm like, God, I went there. I could hardly find us on fucking Podcast Alley. I have no idea how he found us. We're like, you know, that's the place where you can vote for people and all this kind of bullshit. I don't know if you've ever been there, but...
no.
Yeah, so that's the story on that, but I'm like, I could hardly find a fucking...
really?
...listing, yeah.
Oh. So, no, I've never been there.
So I don't know how he found it, but anyway.
Well, there you go.
So I tried to, trying to think of how to set this up. I was going to go to the movies. Well, no, I went to the movies. But it was kind of an interesting route to get to the movies the other day. You know, I want to go cheap, right?
Sure.
I'd love to go to the movies, but I just can't stomach paying all the money like you do, going to see RV like four times at the theater at the 7 o'clock show or something.
May I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've only seen it once.
You know what DVD my wife just bought me?
RV. Oh, my God. I saw it. I actually saw it at Sam's today. I'm like, oh, Christ. Can there be a worse two-letter titled movie out there? I don't think so. I mean, you know, come on.
Come on.
Retarded is probably what the R stands for.
I'm a big JoJo fan. Come on now.
I guess. I'll actually have to watch that movie at some point, I think.
I don't know. The girl in there, she's like a pop singer. No.
Oh, really? I didn't know that either.
Some teeny bop. I don't know. Her name's JoJo or something. I don't know.
I've never heard of her.
I didn't know who it was either until I watched like the extras of the movie there. I didn't know that.
Can't finish up during the movie now. You have to go all the way and watch the extras. Is that what you're saying?
I must watch the extras first before I...
Oh, I see.
No, I didn't know that.
Honey, just a moment here. I got to unbutton my pants. Watch an RV with Rob.
They were feeling a little tight, all right? I had to unbutton them. I had a little Captain Crunch earlier. And I'm gonna fold.
Oh, my God. Captain Crunch?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I haven't had Captain Crunch forever. Anyway. So we're going to go to the movies, and so my wife heard about this. Well, now it's a $1.50 show rather than a dollar movie. It's a $1.50. And so we're going to go head out and Monster House. The movie Monster House, have you heard of that one?
Yes, it's been advertised like for 10 years now.
Yeah, so okay. It's finally out. So it was out at the movies, so we're, kids want to go see Monster House. So we're going to go see that. So we head on over to the where the what she's been told was it's right behind Walmart in Edwardsville.
Okay.
And we're heading out to go. Well, then it'll be easy to find, right?
Yeah. Are they projecting this on the side of some guy's garage or something? Or
well, what? let me keep going. So, so my wife, I'm familiar with the area, but I'm not like really familiar with behind Walmart. You know what I mean?
Sounds
so
a little
like,
weird.
Does it sound like? Is it like right behind Walmart, or is it like you know, a couple streets behind Walmart? So, we printed out a map, and we're driving around, and we go behind Walmart, and there's fucking nothing there, man. I mean, it's like...
Some guy's videotaped it with like a camcorder or something, right? And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, give me $1.50. I'll show you the movie on my DVD player.
Pirated.
Yeah, no. So I'm like, okay. So then we look at the map and we start driving around in the neighborhood behind where the Walmart is.
Right.
And I'm looking for a big building that would be like a movie theater. Mm-hmm. And we're driving, and we're driving. We're looking at the streets on the map, and we're like, well, because the dot it doesn't seem to really fit in with where you know things would be.
Right.
And back in this day, finally, I see a police officer. I don't know what the hell he's doing there. And we pull. My wife, I drove past him, and then we drove back because we decided we weren't going to find a theater if we kept going that way. You know what I mean? It's like we're going into the cornfield or something. And so I stop and I go, hey, I'm trying to find this Cottonwood Mall. And he's like, you ended up here looking for Cottonwood Mall?
it's
Cottonwood Mall Drive. And he's like, well, just go up there and take a left and you take a right. And we get there and I mean, there's still nothing. And I mean, it's really getting close to movie time here.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, now, where's this hidden movie theater?
Right.
And it's just totally baffling because everybody's, oh, yeah, it's right behind Walmart. So finally, I'm looking, you know, we drive along in front of Walmart to go around behind it again.
Right.
And I'm looking at this building. It's all kind of a string of like, you know, it's like Walmart and then there's like a Subway and a radio crap and you know, a shoe store and all that stuff. And one little door says mall entrance.
What?
And I go and it's I mean, it's not very big. It's smaller than the Subway sign, I think.
Right.
And I go, I bet it's in there. And my wife's like, no way. And so we park the car and we get out and we happen to see, believe it or not, we happen to see somebody who actually we know, and I'm like, my wife's like, oh, we're looking for the movie theater. Oh, yeah, it's in there up the stairs. As if it's apparent. And there's a little tiny sign. There's no big sign up by the road.
Right.
There's a little tiny sign that says that the movie theater is in that door.
It's the upstairs of the VFW.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. So,
oh, no.
So this is, it gets even weirder. So we go upstairs, and it looks like everything's like closed. It is a mall. It is a mall inside, behind like a Subway and behind the shoe store. I'm telling you, it's weird. And there's a mall in there, and all the stores are closed. And we walk up the stairs, and there it is. There's a movie theater up there. There's like three screens, and it's older, you know what I mean? So then, this is the freakier thing. So we watch the movie. It was $1.50, which is great. So we watch the movie, and we come out, and I see another guy I know. And he was going to Slackers, which is a CD place. Anyway, I stop, and I say, hey, you know. He's like, what you doing? I'm like, oh, we just saw a movie. I go, did you realize there's a movie theater in there? And he's like, oh, yeah, the old Cottonwood place. As if it's common knowledge and everybody should know about it.
This is common knowledge and you don't know it.
And I have no freaking idea. Well, then he explains to me that before the Walmart was built, they actually had signage and you could get to it from where Walmart was right now, but they sold the Walmart and essentially boxed them in to where they have this little tiny entrance.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's weird. And so the deal is, the whole deal behind Walmart is that's where you park and you go up this rickety old staircase and you just go right to the theater.
Oh, okay.
But there's absolutely no signage out back that says this is a theater. So you only would know it if you knew it. You know what I mean?
That movie's just out, right? Didn't that just come out like this week or last week or something? Or?
No, it's been out for a few weeks.
Oh, it has? Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking,
right. It's like already, because they had like Cars and Monster House and,
right,
and You, Me, and Dupree or some crap like that. So.
Right.
But it was actually, I mean, it wasn't a great theater, but it was a nice little theater. But it's like nobody could fucking find it if you didn't know it was there. It was
really?
Like... I'm like, it was almost like a secret sex club or something. You know what I mean? It's weird.
We show kids things during the day. We show them. All
right. That's right. You can fuck in the hallway of the mall there.
Was there a lot of people there? Or?
It was actually pretty full, but it wasn't like to capacity or anything. It was like an afternoon. So
cheap bastards like you.
That's right. All the cheap people like me.
Well, how could they even make money doing $1.50?
I have no idea, but how can they make money not having a freaking sign? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, wow, that's weird, but it's just like a secret kind of thing.
It is a secret movie. If you come down, I will take you, and I will defy. I mean, I've already told you kind of where it's at, but when you're looking at the outside of this place, you're like, there's no movie theater. In fact, it doesn't even look like this whole area exists. It's like Area 51 or something. It's
like that damn alleyway at Harry Potter there. I can't think of what it's called. Where
exactly, exactly.
Nerds with that, but
yeah. So what's up with you?
Well, I don't know if I have anything that exciting this week, Bob, but I will try here. We will see.
Well, you know, Miles, you lead such an exciting life. So
my life has become a punchline to a Jeff Foxworthy joke.
Your wife or your life?
My life.
Oh, okay.
With an L. Life. No, not my wife, thank God. No, she's still in there yet going on. So.
If you got more than one belly button, you might be a redneck.
Yeah, I was hearing words like that. Yeah. I was home for lunch the other day. I let my dogs out. I got two dogs. Mm-hmm. Collie, which is kind of a medium-sized dog. And we have a Yorkie, which is a very small dog. Right.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit there. I don't know what's going on.
Am I cutting out?
Yeah.
Am I there? Hello?
Are you looking at porn again? Come on.
I am watching porn. No, I'm not.
Okay.
So I let the two dogs out to go to the bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. And it's time to leave. I'm late for work now. I'm like, okay, come on. Come on. They won't come back in, right?
Yeah.
So I go out there, and we have a fenced-in backyard. It's not very big, but we do, you know, it is fenced-in.
Yeah, it's just big enough. It's so big that you can't clean up the poop, but it's small enough.
Basically. So it appears that they have something, like they've caught a rabbit and are eating it or something. I don't know. Well, they have on occasion caught a rabbit, so I thought, oh, shit, they caught a rabbit. You know?
And then Mr. Miyagi gets all pissed off. You kill my rabbits!
Rascally rabbit!
You kill my house of pepper!
I get closer, and I see it is not a rabbit, it is a squirrel.
They kill a squirrel?
A squirrel.
There's not much meat on a squirrel, I don't know, man.
So I'm like, oh, shit, that's not good, you know.
Yeah, what if it's a rabbit?
So I shoo him away, I go, dogs, get out of here, get out of here.
Your dogs, I gave you part of my Casey's pizza. Wasn't that good enough?
So now the big dog gets away. But the little dog thinks, oh, here's my chance to be tough, right?
I'm going to eat the whole head.
Well, it's not dead.
Oh, nice.
This thing's been playing possum, so to speak. This thing latches onto the dog's paw.
Oh, man.
Like Jaws. Like, arr!
Yeah.
It was like Quint, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, my God. And there's like all this weird noise. I didn't know what you had. I don't know who was making noise. It's like a... I'm freaked out.
You're cutting out bad, man. I don't know what's going on. Barely. It's like real choppy.
Be choppy. Well, I'll keep going.
Okay.
So I break them apart.
How did you break them apart?
Kick the squirrel away.
You will get your damn hands off my dog.
And he starts crawling away like a like an army man crawling his belly. You know?
Probably because you cracked a couple of little squirrel ribs, you little bastard.
So he gets away.
Nice.
Meantime, the dog is bleeding to death now. I'm like, oh, shit.
So what'd you do?
I took it to the vet.
Oh, you just didn't wrap it up or what?
I took it to the vet.
Put a sock on its head. Took it away. I don't know.
Soccer? What?
You're going to go to squirrel heaven. Anyway.
No, I didn't take the squirrel. I took the dog.
Oh, okay.
The squirrel escaped. I just let that thing go.
Oh, right. The army crawl, right.
Yeah, he learned to fight another day, man. He went, you know.
So do they have to give the dog shots for rabies or something?
No, he was up to date.
Oh, lucky you. That is totally your wife's fault there. You cannot claim that at all, you know what I mean?
How so?
There's no way you'd be up to date on anything.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, he was, yeah. Everything was cool. No, they weren't even worried about it.
Whatever. This happens all the time. These squirrels get more and more aggressive as we move in on their territory, right?
Yeah.
Did you see RV? There was a squirrel scene in that.
There was a raccoon scene.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just guessing, that's all.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So what the dog had? Get stitches or something, or what?
No, they just wrapped it up.
Oh, they just put a Band-Aid on it?
Yeah, he's got a big bandage now.
He's like, hey, look at this. Got a big Band-Aid. I'm a big Band-Aid little Yorkie here.
He looks like a cast.
Oh, really?
Now he's walking on three legs. It's really funny.
Nice. You see that squirrel up in a tree, like,
yeah,
watching your house now, or what?
I got one pissed off squirrel looking for me.
I guess.
You want me to catch a squirrel? I'll catch a squirrel.
Oh, my goodness. That's a harrowing thing. Nothing happened to the other dog?
No, she's fine.
Oh, good.
So you might be a redneck.
If your dog gets beat by a squirrel... I think that's more like you might be a big pussy, but that's... If you own a Yorkshire Terrier gets beat by a squirrel... You're a pussy for owning it, and that dog's a pussy for getting beat by the squirrel. Mr. Miyagi's going, oh, look, ladies.
I get to eat the loser.
Oh, that's too mean. Are you talking about Mr. Miyagi said that?
Come on, what? You're the one saying Mr. Miyagi. I thought it'd be funny.
That's a little harsh there.
Why?
Too big pussy dog.
A lot of big squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know a lot of people eat squirrel. I just can't imagine that, though. There's just not enough meat on a squirrel that I can, you know.
And some people eat dog, you know.
Oh, jeez, come on.
Some people do.
I'm sure they do. So you take giving the dogs lessons now, or what, you know, so you won't be such a, you know, wimp in the...
I think he's learned his lesson.
Neighborhood there?
Yeah, he won't go outside now.
We're going to cut off that paw and put on a... Who was it? There was some guy. It was like some show where the guy like was missing a hand and he put these attachments on it. What was that show?
What?
There was a show. I'm telling you. There was a show where this guy like didn't have a hand. He had this kind of like, and he put these attachments on his arm.
Okay. Okay.
Like he'd have a buzz saw. It was some kind of bullshit. It was crazy.
What?
You don't remember that show?
No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Somebody should write in if they remember that show where the guy puts attachments on his arm. And he has all these weird attachments he puts on his arm.
Uh-huh.
So your dog, your little dog's going to have that. They're going to cut off the paw and put these little attachments.
I guess.
Next time a squirrel, you're going to put the shocker on, you know what I mean?
So I have the $6 million.
Yeah, but there was some kind of weird show where the guy did that. I can't remember now.
Some guy had some interchangeable hand.
Yeah, exactly.
This was a TV show or a movie?
Yeah,
or
TV show. I think it was a TV show. God, I want to say.
BJ McKay.
No, it wasn't BJ and the Bear.
Waltons?
No, it wasn't the Waltons. I can't remember, but I just remember that whole changing out the hand thing. It was weird. Anyway.
Wasn't Ross or Rachel?
No, it wasn't Friends.
Hey, Rach, you got something cool tonight.
You get in that Princess Leia bikini, and you know. I'll be R2-D2, you know what I'm saying?
You'll be making the old face.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Nice.